Viator is the world's leading travel experience marketplace, offering everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. Extensive options, ease of selection, and flexibility at your fingertips help make sure your time is wonderfully spent. Viator is the place to go to book experiences that will create long-lasting moments that make lifetime memories. And Viator has over 300,000 bookable experiences to choose from in over 190 countries. In fact, just last year, Viator helped my family put together this amazing adventure on the island of Kona, swimming with the manta rays, trying to avoid the barracudas, whatever your wildest dreams. If you can imagine it, Viator probably has an experience just for you. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in Viator's world of wonderful experiences. Viator, one site, over 300,000 experiences you'll remember.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Striving for It All. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the WNBA. Coming up on this edition of a program, we'll have a recap of Game 2 and the best of five series in the semifinals of the 2022 WNBA playoffs between the Seattle Storm and the Las Vegas Aces and the Connecticut Sun and Chicago Sky. Plus, the winner of the WNBA Defensive Player of the Year and the Sixth Player of the Year awards and the All-Defensive First and Second Teams are announced. That's coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to Striving for It All.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Today, banking looks much different. But at Patterson State Bank, our passion to serve our community and customers has remained number one. With three convenient locations and high-tech technologies to serve you, Patterson State Bank is banking done with care. Find out more at PattersonStateBank.com.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that. A full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever. Headaches.
I had these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner. Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too.
There's a deal for every breakfast strategist at McDonald's.
Like a sausage biscuit or hot and spicy McChicken biscuit with hash browns for $2. Only at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Now it's time for a recap of Game 2 in the best-of-five series in the semifinals of the 2022 WNBA playoffs between the Seattle Storm and the Las Vegas Aces and the Connecticut Sun and Chicago Sky. Let's start off with Game 2 of the series between the fourth-seeded Storm and the number one seed Las Vegas Aces. It was a close game, but the Aces would hold on to win 78-73. For Las Vegas, it was all about Asia Wilson. I mean, Asia is really at the peak of her powers right now, and she hasn't even scratched the surface yet in terms of her playing career and just hitting her prime. I'll tell you one thing, Asia came up big in this game. She had a double-double, scoring 33 points to go along with 13 rebounds. Asia was sensational, and then some. You know, when we talk about cornerstone players in the WNBA and just women's basketball as a whole, Asia Wilson is right up there. Again, she scored a playoff career high of 33 points to go along with 13 rebounds, giving her a double-double. Here's Asia in action.
Now Bird guarding Young on this possession. Here's Gray in the corner. Wilson facing up. Man hitting the mid-range. A good sign for Las Vegas. Charles, who had a franchise record 18 rebounds in game one, comes up with that. Bird lets alone, gets denied by Wilson, and it'll stay here with Seattle. Wilson just out-muscled Charles on the interior. Stewart corrals, Prince into the game for Seattle, sees the lane, good contest by Asia Wilson, the defensive player of the year.
Wow.
And Wilson finished through three that time. Gray pedals it ahead, guarded by Lloyd. Gray massages her way in, couldn't finish it. Wilson will. Wilson, help comes, cuts through it. Wow, Asia Wilson is in domination mode on the interior in this first half. Here's Young, bellied away from traffic. Wilson fading and finishing. Asia Wilson. Wilson will fire and hit from three. What a big delivery from Asia Wilson. Wilson facing up. Got it to go. Cuts the foul. Stewart through traffic. Gets denied by Wilson.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA, ESPN2, and the Walt Disney Company. So, again, Asia Wilson was phenomenal, getting a double-double, scoring a playoff career high, 33 points to go along with 13 rebounds. Here's Asia at the end of the game.
just a lot of hard work. I mean, at the end of the day, we knew what we had to do. We had to say, we got to take care of home. We can't come out and have a showing like we did last time. We barely got out of it. We should have lost by more in game one. So we just went back to the film room, got in the lab, and just started working. So at the end of the day, it paid off. But now we got to go to Seattle, which is going to be even harder. So we just got to buckle down. It kind of helps. It's like if we don't know what we're doing, then maybe the defense don't know what they're doing. So it's organized chaos, but we just come together in time. The biggest thing is just staying composed when you're playing against a team like Seattle, any team in the W, just staying composed because people go on their runs. It's a lot of up and down, but if we just stay within ourselves, then, you know, I'm going to bet on us. I was just locked in. I have to be locked in for my team. I can't come out and be the way that I was before. I got to always remember who I am, and that goes out to everybody out there. Always remember who you are, and don't let no one shake you from that because you deserve to be here. We've earned our way here, so now it's just having fun with this.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and ESPN2 and the Walt Disney Company. So Asia said it. Don't be afraid to be who you are. And certainly Asia showed up in a major way. This game too was definitely major for the Aces, and she definitely got it done. This was a must win for her and for the Aces. And this was, I guess you could say, a comeback game for Asia and the Aces, as again, Las Vegas would go on to win, final score 78-73. The series is tied at one game apiece. Also contributing big in this contest, Las Vegas Aces guard Chelsea Gray. What a season she has had. Here's Chelsea at the end of the game.
You know, I think it's by any means necessary. You can't give game one back, but in the moment you can't get game two back either. Like, you have to, every possession counts. And so if that ends up being a jump ball, that means they don't get it in the paint and they have to reset. If that means that I have to do a take foul, they have to reset. So it's about each possession, like what's your smartest move, what's going to put you in the best position possible defensively. And a lot of those was me coming on the backside, getting steals or getting deflections and allowing us to reset our defense, get our matchups so they're not in the paint.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA. So Chelsea had a solid performance. She finished with 19 points. So we talked about Asia Wilson, and we talked about Chelsea Gray. Also coming up big, of course, the WNBA Coach of the Year, Becky Hammon. Here's what Becky had to say at the end of the game.
I just thought, you know, we dug in and did what we had to do. This was pretty much a must-win for us. I thought we still came out a little tight, but we eventually got to where we needed to be. And so, obviously, a couple of individual great performances by the two best players in the league. But I thought that stretch that we went small put Chelsea Gray on the post, and her activity really changed the momentum of the game. And so, you know, it's one of the things we want to be defensively is just active and disruptive, physical, aggressive. And I thought she really set the tone for us defensively with her activity, her communication. And obviously I thought, you know, Jewel is always a concern. And so for us to be able to lock in and do some things, I still don't think we've played great offensively, but tonight we did enough to win.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA. So Las Vegas Aces head coach Becky Hammon, very pleased with the way her team played in game two. You mentioned her talk about not just the offensive side for Las Vegas, but most importantly, the defensive side. She said that the defense really tightened up to defend the likes of, as you heard Coach Hammon say, Jewel Lloyd. Jewel really shined bright in game one. She was not a factor at all in game two, as she only finished with 8 points. So we gave you the side from the losing side. Now let's go to, excuse me, we gave you comments from the winning side. Now let's go to the losing side now with the Seattle Storm. Here's Brianna Stewart at the end of the game.
Yeah, physical, hard-fought game. Obviously didn't go the way that we wanted. We had a lot of opportunities to kind of get the game back on our side and take momentum. And, you know, we knew that they were going to come out guns blazing They had to, you know, they don't want to go down 0-2. But we're going to continue to learn from this game. We're going home, and looking forward to really playing back in front of our fans.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA. So Seattle Storm forward Breanna Stewart not sweating it because it's still early in the series. They fell short in game two, but they know they're going to be the series shifts to Seattle for game three. And there's a lot of confidence as this series goes to the ships to the Pacific Northwest as they'll handle their business in the Emerald City in Seattle for game three. Let's stay with Seattle for a moment. Here's center Tina Charles at the end of the game.
Just trying to stay as solid, you know. Seattle, from what I've known just in my playing career, has always been a top team on the defensive end, defensive rating, you know, and we're still reflecting that no matter what our lineups are, no matter what their lineups are. So we just want to go back, watch the film, see how we can get better, see what we can exploit, and just go from there when we go home.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA. And again, Tina, just kind of piggybacking on what Breanna was saying, that now they're looking forward to getting back home to Seattle, studying the film, what went wrong in game two, looking to correct those mistakes, and hopefully they have a chance to take a 2-1 series lead as they prepare for game three coming up on the weekend. In the meantime, again, the final score, Las Vegas 78, Seattle 73. So for Las Vegas, Asia Wilson had scored a playoff career high 33 points to go along with 13 rebounds, giving her a double-double. Also, Chelsea Gray finished with 19 points. Kelsey Plum finished with 18 points. On the losing side for Seattle, Jewel Lloyd only scored 8 points. Tina Charles finished with 17 points. Breanna Stewart finished with 32 points. And Sue Bird only scored 6 points. So again, the final score, Las Vegas 78, Seattle 73. The series is now tied at one game apiece. Now let's move along now to the other game, too, between the third seed Connecticut Sun going up against the second seed, the defending champion Chicago Sky. This was never a contest. I mean, Chicago just had their way with Connecticut from start to finish. Chicago would win the game 85-77. We talk about some of the greats, not just in women's basketball, but just in basketball in general. Candace Parker. Candace Parker, whenever she decides to hang it up, is definitely going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. But I tell you one thing, Candace is not going anywhere anytime soon because, man, she put on a performance what was really a statement game for Chicago, similar to what Las Vegas went through in their situation for game two. Well, this is what Chicago was going through. They had to have that statement game, that stay alive game, and this is what Chicago did in the win. And Candace Parker was the one, she set it off for the Sky. Here's Candace in action.
Yep, Candace Parker. Parker. Desiree Stevens gets it over to Candace. And then Candace decides to take it all the way. Parker guarded by Bonner. Double team, put it up and in. Parker, they gave her too much space. Candace with a little clear out. Oh. Candace working on Bree Jones. Fade away. Got it. Parker.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA ESPN2 and the Walt Disney Company. Candace Parker finished with 22 points, and she was phenomenal in this game. Here's Candace at the post game.
You know, I think we have a lot of pieces on our team, and I think just our mindset coming into this game, you know, we got to be better, and we knew we had to be better from last game, and, you know, I'm just proud of us coming in with a defensive intensity. Everybody rebounded. Everybody ran the floor. It wasn't pretty at times where we were able to escape their runs. Our defense is special. You know, we do it as a collective group. we're able to fly around and make things difficult. And so I'm proud of our defensive intensity. Well, we're able to move the ball. We're able to, you know, get to the spots that we want. And, you know, I still think there's another level that we can get to. But I'm, you know, I'm happy that we were able to build off and get this win at home. It's our mindset. That's all it is. You know, we got to bet on ourselves and we got to believe that we can do it, but we also have to bring the right mindset. You know, I think it's just so important, especially in the playoffs. You know, being out in L.A. for as long as I was, I would always text Kobe and when my back's against the wall. So just having that and representing the Mamba and Mamba Sita Foundation.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA, ESPN2, and the Walt Disney Company. And you heard towards the end of her postgame comments, Candace was saying that she had to tap into her Mamba mentality. And when, God rest his soul, the late, great Kobe Bryant, when he was alive, Candace would always text him when she felt like her back was against the wall. And she definitely channeled her inner Mamba mentality. And it shined in a big way in game two, as again, Candace finished with 22 points. Let's stay with the Sky for a moment as they would pick up the win in game two. Also being contributing to the victory was Sky forward Emma Mieseman. Here's Emma at the end of the game.
Not more than last game, because she's had so many different great games. And even if she's having less staff, she's still doing like so many great things on the court, like being a great leader. So I don't think there's enough words. I think that's your job to find them. But to just describe what she's been doing on the court. She's everywhere in defense, offense, off court. She's been very vocal. And I think I'm happy to play with her in these series because going against her is not fun, I think.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA. And Emma was talking about her teammate, Candace Parker, and just how well she played in game two and just giving her flowers while she's still playing and still active in the WNBA. So Emma just basically saying Candace has always handled her business and continues to handle her business both on the offensive, and the defensive side. And so Emma definitely giving Candace her flowers. Let's stay with Candace for a moment. We have Chicago Sky head coach James Wade. Here he is at the end of the game talking about not only Candace Parker, but also the performance of Emma Mieseman.
I mean, when you have generational talents, they're just too good, you know, too good and too dominant. And with the experience, it's like, you know, like Napa Valley. Great wine just ages well. And you can say the same thing about those two icons. I think Candace is averaging maybe 5 blocks a game in the series. So, no, you can't put age on that. What did Aaliyah say? Age ain't nothing but a number. I ain't going to say the rest of it. I thought about it once I said it, like, yeah, that wasn't good. It was really good, very decisive, aggressive. And Emma's aggressive is different from everybody else's. Her aggressive is looking to make plays. And we just appreciated that she was herself. And she doesn't force, but sometimes we want her to, sometimes we need her to, just to open up our offense a little bit. And I thought she took some good shots. I thought she, you know, made some great passes and got the ball moving where it was supposed to go. So it was pretty good.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA. And definitely age is truly nothing but a number. We've seen it with Sue Bird, and we're definitely seeing it with Candace Parker, and she's definitely turning the clock back in her play as she continues to be consistent, and she was definitely consistent in game two, putting up 22 points. And then also Coach Wade mentioned about Emma Mieseman and her performance. Emma scored 14 points in the contest. Let's go to the losing side now. Here's Connecticut Sun guard Natisha Heideman at the end of the game.
I would just say they were getting everything that they wanted. We didn't come out, you know, with the same energy, it felt like, and we, you know, just stagnant a little bit. So we got to watch the film, see what we can improve, and just come back better next game.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA. So you heard what Natisha said. They have to come back stronger for the next game as the series shifts to the East Coast now as the series heads to Connecticut for Game 3. Let's stay with the Sun. Here's center Jonquel Jones at the end of the game.
I mean, I think their movement was better, just cutting off the ball, making sure that, you know, we were always locked in defensively. So I think that was one of the changes that they made. I think for us, defense is such a big part of what we do, us being able to get stops and run out in transition. And I think we can count the number of times where we were able to get three stops, which is something that we kind of use as a mark for the level of defense that we're playing in the game. And so I think that allowed them to settle into the game a little bit better, too, and it kind of took away one of our big emphasis for the game, which is to get transition points and, you know, get out. So I think that was the biggest difference.
All right, so that audio courtesy of the WNBA. So Jonquel was just talking about how the Chicago handled their business defensively as well as doing their thing offensively, and that they have work to do, and they'll be on their A game when the series shifts to Connecticut for Game 3. And let's stay again with the Sun. Here's head coach Kirk Miller at the end of the game.
I shared with the team after the game that obviously with two really talented teams, ultimately it comes down to who imposes their will with the style of play. And I thought we imposed our will and got the game messy in Game 1. Today, I thought they did a really nice job of getting the game the style of play that they're very successful at. Free-flowing, back-cutting, a lot of cutting. It's pretty when they get it going, and we need it messy. So I thought they imposed their will to get to the style that they know that they can be successful at. We did not make it messy enough. You know, I never believe, because we're defensive-oriented, that one side of the ball affects the other, but you could feel some of the frustration that we were missing wide open shots against their aggressiveness and rotation. 12 turnovers would be right near the league lead in fewest turnovers per game. It wasn't necessarily the turnovers, but we just couldn't make them pay for their aggressiveness, making some open shots or making difficult shots. And so we would miss a shot in something that looked wide open, a two or a three, and then they go down and make a two or three. You just feel that's a 4 or 5 or even a 6-point swing when you miss a wide open three and then they make a difficult shot. So they got the game the way they needed it tonight. We're all back to the drawing boards. It's now a 3-game series with 2 games in Connecticut. So we feel good about where we're at, just disappointed that we couldn't make it a little messier.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA, and you heard Connecticut Sun head coach Kirk Miller. He says that his team, they play messy. It's not pretty, it's physical, and it's tough, and that's what brought them to the dance. Unfortunately, they couldn't make it messy for Game 2, but they're looking forward to studying the film, and he can't wait for the series to shift to the East Coast to get ready for Game 3 in Connecticut. So again, the final score in Game 2, Chicago 85, Connecticut 77 for the Sky. Candace Parker had 22 points. Kalia Copper finished with 12 points. Emma Mieseman had 14 points. Allie Quigley finished with 13 points. And Courtney Vandersloot finished with 10 points. On the losing side for Connecticut, Dawana Bonner only scored 2 points. Alyssa Thomas only had 7 points to go along with 10 rebounds. Brianna Jones only had 7 points. Matisha Heidemann finished with 14 points. And Jonquel Jones finished with 23 points. Again, the final score, Chicago 85, Connecticut 77. The series is now tied at 1 game apiece, with the series shifting to the East Coast for Game 3 in Connecticut this weekend. Also, once again, the final score in Game 2 between the Seattle Storm and the Las Vegas Aces, Las Vegas 78, Seattle 73. The series is now tied at 1 game apiece, with the series shifting to the Pacific Northwest in Seattle for Game 3. And speaking of Seattle, here's comments from Seattle Storm head coach Noel Quinn after the game.
I mean, I'm super proud of our effort. Steph to win the game. Only shooting 11 free throws. But holding with the exception of those foul shots at the end, holding Vegas to under 80. That defeat, we just got to clean up some things offensively. But overall, good effort from our crew. Got to regroup, look at the film, adjust, and do better.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA. So Coach Quinn was just saying that they didn't do well offensively. They didn't knock down their free throws, and that's some of the things that they need to work on for Game 3 in Seattle. So Aces and Storm will be in Seattle for Game 3, and Chicago and Connecticut, the Sky and the Sun, will play in Connecticut for Game 3. So both series are tied at one game apiece in the best-of-five series. All right, before we get on out of here, we want to say a congratulations to Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. She is the winner of the WNBA Defensive Player of the Year Award. Again, congratulations to one of those once-in-a-lifetime talents in Asia Wilson, somebody that can really do it all. She can do it in terms of the offensive side, getting the rebounds, and, of course, getting it done on the defensive side. And congratulations to her for winning this year's WNBA Defensive Player of the Year Award. And also congratulations to Brianna Jones, forward for the Connecticut Sun. She is the winner of the WNBA Sixth Player of the Year Award. Of course, last year's Most Improved Player of the Year, and now this year she wins the Sixth Player of the Year Award. So congratulations to Brianna from the Connecticut Sun. And also, here are the members of the WNBA All-Defensive First Team. Starting off at the guards, we have Natasha Cloud from the Washington Mystics. What a great year she had leading the league in assists. Didn't make the All-Star team, was very upset about that, but, you know, her team made the playoffs, lost in a tough series to the Seattle Storm, but congratulations to Natasha for making the All-Defensive First Team. And also making the All-Defensive First Team, representing the Washington Mystics, her teammate Ariel Atkins. So both Ariel and Natasha both represent the guards on the All-Defensive First Team. The rest of the team has Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces and Brianna Stewart from the Seattle Storm. Both represent the forward position. And at the center position, Sweet Sill, Sylvia Fowles from the Minnesota Lynx. So congratulations to the guards, Natasha Cloud and Ariel Atkins, both representing the Washington Mystics, Asia Wilson representing the Las Vegas Aces, and Brianna Stewart representing the Seattle Storm are the forwards. And at the center position, Sylvia Fowles from the Minnesota Lynx, making the All-Defensive First Team. And now for the All-Defensive Second Team, at the guard position, we have Brittany Sykes representing the Los Angeles Sparks. What a season Brittany had. She led the league in steals. Congratulations to her. The forwards, we have Gabby Williams representing the Seattle Storm, Alyssa Thomas representing the Connecticut Sun, and her teammate Jonquel Jones is the other forward. So congratulations to Gabby Williams, Alyssa Thomas, and Jonquel Jones. And at the center position, we have Ezzy Magbegor. Again, what a great year Ezzy had. She represents the Seattle Storm. She was in the top five in blocks during the regular season. So congratulations to Asia Wilson on winning the Defensive Player of the Year Award, Brianna Jones on winning the Sixth Player of the Year Award, and congratulations to the members of the All-Defensive First Team, Natasha Cloud, Ariel Atkins, Asia Wilson, Brianna Stewart, and Sylvia Fowles. And congratulations to the members of the All-Defensive Second Team, Brittany Sykes, Gabby Williams, Alyssa Thomas, Jonquel Jones, and Ezzy Magbegor. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of Striving for It All. Until next time, everybody, I'm Matt Robinson, saying so long, everyone.
Redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.